Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ford 52 podcast brought to you by Fountain Ford. I'm your host, Chris Jones. And today we have with us a special guest, Steven Giorgella, the founder and CEO of Fountain Ford.
What's up, squad?
And today the topic we want to talk about is how to build a great company culture. And so, Steven, first of all, what is company culture?
Speaking from somebody that's only built, you know, I guess technically built a couple, but built through a bunch of failure. I think company culture, I guess I almost want to change the question. What is positive company culture? I think it's where people are empowered to come to work. I think it's people that feel comfortable. I think it's people that are driven. I think it's people that have a common goal. And I think company culture is the feeling that you get when you walk through the doors or interact with anybody at the business. I think a great company culture has a very consistent feeling when you communicate with different people at the business.
Yeah, I mean, it's a situation, you know, where someone doesn't dread going to work. They actually enjoy being there. So you mentioned to me you think you failed at this in the past. How do you think you failed as far as in the past at creating company culture? Because our company culture at Fountain Ford is amazing. How does it differ from, you know, your experiences previously?
I think I failed with Fountain Ford's company culture about, you know, 25 different times. I think that, so just trying to think back over the mistakes that I've made. I think that, first of all, is just because you have a genuine, desire to make somebody feel a certain way, or you have a genuine intention to make a company a certain way, your actions still have to reflect what you're thinking in your brain, right? And so because of my aggressive nature, I think many times in the past I had pushed people far past the brink. I think I am empathetic. But I think that there have been many times where it almost builds up to an aggressive, like, catharsis where you're sitting there and it's like, we need to go, we need to go, we need to go, we need to go. And so there's this need to grow. And what happens is if you're not casting vision correctly, and again, going back to the mistakes that I've made, if you're not going back to the team and saying, hey, this is where we're going, this is why we're going here, this is, you know, the role that you're playing. I think that if you don't do that correctly, what happens is people end up having their own individual visions of where they're going. So I think I've created a much better company culture. I don't think it's anywhere near where I'd still like it to be. I think it's definitely really, really made great improvements, but I think it's come through failure. You think that everybody's, you know, I can think of 100 different ways that I've failed with it, but you think that other people think the way you do. That's a naivety thing that I had, you know, for years. I'm 30 now. I think for years I was just like, well, they're thinking just like I am, right? And so they're not. Everybody thinks individually, right? So it's casting this vision and making sure that everybody has their own aligned responsibilities, and that we're all speaking the same way to each other, and that there's a level of candor. I think that's the thing that I've always had, is the level of candor, but I could almost be abusive in the way that I would just put the pedal to the metal at all times. We gotta go faster, 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 faster. And so I think I've created a positive company culture by getting kicked in the teeth by employees that, you know, walked into my office and said, hey, you're an asshole. So go ahead to your next question.
Well, so do you think that a good company culture is integral to this, to a company being successful? Could a company be successful without a good company culture?
Yeah, you definitely can be successful without a great company culture, because you could just have I've seen fragmented companies that have made lots of money. You know, so it also depends on what you define as success, right? So let's go with this, okay? Is success money? You can make a shitload of money, have terrible, not integrate anything, have terrible company culture, have people that hate you, because here's why. If you want to make $200,000 a year, that's more money than the average American's going to make. And if you get treated like shit, but you make the money that you want, you go live the life that you wanted on the side with your home and stuff, with your family, the company culture doesn't really matter, does it?
No, that's actually when you think about it. So Jeff Bezos has a terrible company culture at Amazon. The people in the fulfillment centers are literally suicidal. and yet, you know, he's making his money. So
exactly. And so I want to go back to the what you define as success. Okay, what I define as success at Fountain Forward is making sure that people that work for Fountain Forward have a better lifestyle than they've had previously at previous employers or at previous opportunities. I would like for them to feel as if at any point they can come up with the next new this, that, whatever it is, and we can put it in place as long as there's practical execution of that. I want them to be challenged. So I tell them out front, I'm going to push you to the brink at times, but I'm going to do it because I know that I can help you with something, right? So if you define success as making that person the best that they can be and having that transfer over to their family, all the, like, I think that it's hard to have a company culture like that because it takes effort,
yeah.
Right? People can talk the talk. Can you walk the walk? I think here I devote a tremendous amount of time, at least I try to, devote a tremendous amount of time to making sure that people are growing every single day that they're here, and you have to spend time to do that, right? You have to ask them how they're doing. You have to find out what's not working. And you have to put an action plan in place to get them to the next level, right?
Yeah, because making the employees the best they can be is going to contribute to the overall success of the company.
And again, going back to the what you define as success, I only think that we're successful if, like, the team comes in the morning. I probably take it more personally when somebody comes in and they don't want to be doing what they're doing than if we made a bunch of money and, you know, kind of splitting it both ways. If you come in and you hate what you're doing but we're making a lot of money, I'd flip it. I'd make a little bit of money and have you enjoy it and enjoy my day every day with you enjoying your day over making a bunch of money and having you hate it, because my conscience will be weighing on me the entire time. That's just a self-awareness thing. I know how I am. And so as the owner of the business, I sit there and I go, well, it's going to weigh on me if Chris Jones is having a shitty day. So I'm going to try to make that day better no matter what. And if it's me and my ecosystem that is creating that negative day for you, we have a problem.
Okay. And so what are some practical steps that business owners can take to create or improve their company culture?
Candor, first and foremost. Second is you should challenge the status quo every single day. You should realize that you're on notice every single day that you walk in to run your business. Because what you did yesterday, we don't know if it's as good today or it's not, right? And so you need to realize that just as your business is going to change and evolve, the people inside your business are, right? So if you want to actually create a good company culture, it's about checks and balances, it's about candor, and it's about care. You can't fake it. If you're a fake piece of shit, I'm going to find out very quickly, right? It's the flat out truth, right? And so you can't fake company culture, and what you do is you involve them. The final piece is the empowerment. You can ask them their opinions, but if you don't let the rubber hit the road for them, they don't have a chunk, they don't have an influence in your business. Company culture isn't realistic. It's not practical. It's just a thing that was in your brain, and all you're doing is asking people, how are you? And they're saying good to you. No, let them influence the business. Let them be empowered to make those next steps, and that's how you create the company culture that is unified. It's collaborative. That's how I believe you create a great company culture.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. I think that's going to wrap it up for today. That was extremely insightful, and I hope it provided a lot of value to the audience. I want to thank Steven for being here today.
Glad to be here, guys.
And I want to thank everybody for listening. And please tune in next week for another episode of the Forward 52 podcast brought to you by Fountain Forward. I'm your host, Chris Jones. See you next time.